Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh boy.
Nah, what is game six?
We'll be fine.
Well,
thank you, Evan. What you mean, oh boy?
I just thought of something.
You are something else. What is that?
Well, and I love being positive.
This Unfortunately, guy I do know you.
But you know what this, you know what today is exactly like, don't you?
When they were about to close out the Kings?
Correct.
Yes, I feel that. I got to slow down, boy. No, this is different.
No Phil Collins today. No Phil Collins today, ladies and gentlemen. Dude,
that was a show for, I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Thank God Warriors, I wasn't here that day.
Yeah, the Warriors had, everybody thought they were going to finish off the Sacramento Kings in 2020, I don't remember, 23, that's right, 2023, and They took a whooping that Friday night by the Kings, and the Kings ended up forcing a game seven.
Yeah.
The Warriors ended up winning that, but the
Curry gave that speech.
The Warriors would, I'm certain, like to avoid that situation if possible.
No doubt. And, you know, you're going to be proud of me today, all of you. I am not looking forward, or I will not mention the team that awaits the Golden State Warriors or the winner of this series, but I'm just looking at what the guru computer spit out to me last night, Stiney, and the bottom line is Steph Curry in game four had 17. They won that game. But in game five, he had 13. They lost that game. And that's 30 points in two games from the chef. But tonight, I think he puts his stamp on this game. I know it's about more than just points, but this will be a Curry flurry, and that's why I'm confident.
All right. That's a – I look at that as it's not a bad guess. That's not a bad guess. I mean, Curry's come through a lot in these situations. But, I mean, we were just sitting in the, in the sales room. People were coming in and out, coming in and out. And everybody's saying, Warriors going to win tonight, right? Yeah. They got a shot. Yeah. They got a good shot to finish it off tonight.
It's going to be favorites coming into this series.
Big, easy game tonight, right?
Yeah. It's 6 p.m. Get there early, man.
I don't know if I'd say that.
Yeah, don't bury the lead, though, Stani. I look like new money. I do. Got a suit on, baby. Little bling. Are you going to go a whole segment and not say, Goo, my partner, you look clean? I think you were. Evan, I need help, man. Anyway, I feel like it look good, feel good.
Game six, Goo.
Yeah, there we go, Evan. You don't like the shirts with the with the suit jacket. I get it.
You don't like it when Goo dresses.
I think that's nicer what it is, Evan. I think that's what
he dresses. Well,
yeah. What's up, Risotto?
He's up. Anyway, let's talk about this game six. How you feeling, Warrior fans? A little nervous? A little nervous or confident? I'm confident. Here's one thing I was thinking about. I got a couple things today that I want to dwell on. By the way, coming up at 11 o'clock, we're fingers crossed for
our guy.
Well, we'll see.
All right.
We'll see if he's our guy or not. Let me ask you this, Goo. What if you're the Warriors or a Warrior fan, what can you count on tonight from your team? You're the Golden State Warriors. You're playing game six tonight against Houston. What can we count on? Is there anything we can count on tonight? Take to the bank.
Pedigree. The Warriors have been in this situation often, and often they slayed the dragon. And now you bring in Jimmy Butler. You've brought in Jimmy Butler. So, Stani, when that ball tips tonight, like Draymond said, you just throw this out after last game. Tonight at home in front of this crowd that I expect is going to be the energy is going to be on 1,000. You can count on the Warriors led by Jimmy, Steph, and Dre to have that pedigree, to not get overwhelmed, get off to a good start, and maybe this might not even be close. That's what I'm hoping you can count on tonight. And I don't think that's a stretch.
Well, you gave me an interesting answer. I got to tell you, I wasn't necessarily thinking in that direction, but you're certainly right. I'm just looking at these two teams. I want to throw this out to Warrior fans. So I was just thinking it's a game six. And we always hear coaches say they want to know what they're getting out of a player.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about the Rockets. What can you count on from the Rockets? To me, they have two things that you know they're bringing tonight.
Give it to me because I'm trying to guess you're going to say because I got one.
They're going to bring defense.
Okay.
And they're going to bring relentlessness.
I've had energy. That's relentlessness.
Those have been a constant for five games. And I was just thinking about have the Warriors been able to hang their hat on anything like that? It's more of an identity thing. What's the Rockets' identity? They're young, they're athletic, they're on the ascent. They defend like crazy. They play hard. Yeah. That's their identity.
Energy on
top. The defensive identity.
All right.
What's the Warriors' identity?
We can do both of that. We can do it on the offensive end, and we can do it on the defensive end. Now, we're older, but you look at the numbers since the inception of Jimmy Butler, Steiny, the Warriors are as good as the Rockets, not younger, at defense.
Do you really believe that? Do you believe the Warriors are as good of a defensive team as Houston?
Now, we're keeping it real here. I'm going to sit here, Steiny. I'm keeping it real. I feel like the answer to that question is it's not on Front Street like it is for the Rockets because they're somewhat challenged offensively. So what they're great at becomes brighter.
So they
the
are
Warriors,
better.
I have no problem saying, okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I think they're better than the
man
Warriors
defensively.
Man for
man, I think I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'm just –
And there's no shame in me saying or giving the edge to the Rockets.
No, not at all.
But how are the Rockets going to score is the major question, and that's all predicated on what Warriors we get defensively, right? Because the Warriors are going to be able, I believe, impose their will. Jimmy Butler does his thing. Forget last game. Just the natural essence of who the Warriors are. If I'm the Rockets, it's like, wow, we got two guys, Jimmy and Steph. We got to really worry about to set the tone. But if you're going to tell me Van Vliet is going to be who he's been these last two games and Jalen Green is going to get you 20 and Amen Thompson is going to do some stuff and Dylan Brooks, those are a lot of ifs or box that needs to be checked more so for the Rockets than I'm giving the Rockets the defense. But the offense, I think, is a bigger question in this game for the than the Warriors on both sides.
Yeah, I think the Golden State Warriors are a better team.
Yeah.
I think they're better offense. You know, if you combine offense and defense, And, you know, to me, they're better. They're a better team. But the Rockets, they do have one thing that they do so well.
I ain't lying. I can't front on that, man.
You know, it can kind of overwhelm you. Let me ask. You see any scenario tonight? Let's talk about the various scenarios. Any chance you see the Rockets blowing the Warriors out?
None.
Any chance you see the Warriors blowing the Rockets out?
High. Like it could rain. I'm a weather forecast. High, Steiny. I feel like after last game, they got the Warriors' attention. And I don't want to take anything from the Rockets. But, Steiny, I feel like the Warriors know not only do they want to close the series out, they owe the Rockets one for how that went.
What does that look like, do you think, you? Like a Warriors blowout?
Getting off to a good start, and when you say what constitutes a good start, you know, sound offense, but defensively making the Rockets work on the offensive end, and then we see Houston maybe not have the best shooting half, maybe down by 8 or 9 at half, Evan, middle third quarter, the Warriors are up 12 or 13, and then you see, and again, a Rocket team, not we're throwing in the towel, but feel like, you know what, we've done all we can. I could be totally wrong because I expected what I'm telling you, Evan, last game. But that's what I envision it looking like.
All right, so I think the Warriors are favored by 5.5.
Yeah, it's moved from 4.5 to 5.5.
So you're definitely locking in, loading up on the Warriors tonight, right?
If you ask me after 1 o'clock hour, because I'm going through some things right now inside the computer, a little slow, but I'll tell you, I don't like that. That's a little high. I'm fat mouthing because I feel good. But when you talk about the money and the honey, man, Steiny.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors have had a game 6 similar to this a couple years ago, and they weren't able to get it done. Totally different team, obviously. Jimmy Butler now gives them a completely different dimension. But I'm just, you know, the series has now played 5 games, and I want to take stock of who's playing well. I want people to think about this. Who's been the best? Don't answer now.
Yeah.
I want you to 888-957-9570. Who's been the best player in this series? Who's been the best player in this series?
Damn.
So far. 888-957-9570. Because
I've you been, got an answer already?
I'm gonna be just like the listeners, and I'm gonna give it more thought during the break. But how would Warrior fans answer that? It doesn't have to be a Warrior. They're up 3-2. It could be anybody. But who's been the best player in the series? Usually it is obvious. 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Yeah.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I've been waiting in the air tonight.
Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
For this moment, All my life, Phil!
I'm not doing it, people.
Get ready, Stoney. Yeah. I want them to send a message.
You got
a song, E.
You got to love that song.
Dude, man, I'm ready. I don't play.
You sound it and you look it. You look like you're ready. You look like you're ready.
Well, Bonte beat me up because I got sneakers with a suit. That's what the kids are doing.
He wears that on TV every single day.
Well,
hey, man, Molly.
He is a young man.
Yeah.
Bonte.
Young how?
He's younger than you.
Fest is the only young guy.
Younger than us, but he's in the club. What are you? He ain't 21. You look good, B, but yeah.
Already we're starting this? 925?
Oh, boy.
Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line. You don't want to do this today. Mouth, 925.
Read it.
Steiny's such a troll. Put your money where your mouth is and put a bet up against the Warriors. Did I say they were going to lose? Listen to the show.
No.
Listen, don't you get it? People make fun of me because I don't make predictions. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I don't pretend to know. I know what happened in the past, and I can use my best judgment.
Down 56! It was all my...
When was that?
Dude,
Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Real quick, before I answer your provocative question, because I do believe it was, how have you processed or funneled last game? Have you just thrown? Did you do what Draymond did? I went and watched it again last night. To answer Evan's question, what does it look like tonight if the Warriors kind of run away with it? I got to tell you guys, if it's close at half or maybe midway through the third, in a crazy way, I'm giving Houston the edge for avoiding the Avalanche. Shout out Colorado. But you know what I mean? Like, I want this done early.
I'm sure a lot of Warrior fans want it done early, too.
Yeah, but Coach Kerr as well. Yeah.
Like, this is one of those things where after five games, I do feel like we know who the Rockets are. And
they've impressed me and been better than I thought.
Yeah, I didn't think they were capable of blowing out the Warriors. I'm starting to think now maybe the Warriors are going to have trouble blowing out the Rockets because of how good the Rockets' defense is. It's nothing that a hot shooting Steph Curry couldn't solve.
Okay.
But,
all right. Hopefully we see that tonight.
I think we should expect a pretty competitive ball game tonight. That's what I think. But okay, because we'll do this. I'm going to ask two questions here. And if you think they're the same, it can be the same player.
All right.
Who's been the best player in the series? And then secondly, who's been the most consistent player in the series?
Now,
and if it's
I have
the same,
a problem differentiating that.
Oh, really?
I think if you're the best player, you've been the most consistent.
Well, that can be how you determine it. But I don't know that anybody's been overwhelmingly consistent in this series. So that's just kind of why I'm asking.
All right.
If you were to ask me who the best player in this series is, so far.
All right.
Well, who would you say?
And I'm just going to, for the sake of the show.
I think this is hard, actually.
No, it is, but I'm being honest with what I'm saying. Curry's won us two games, but the last two, for his standards, okay. But I'm going with Şengün. I think what he means to that offense and how he's played hadn't been perfect, Steiny, but you've been able to count on him. And even though he missed that game winner in game four, when I just forget the numbers, was he just my goodness? When all these games, I just feel like it's Şengün. And you tell me what you think, and I'm sure the people will.
Şengün is averaging 21-11.
Well, damn.
21-11, shooting 47% from the floor, 62 from the line. And he's also averaging 5 assists a game.
Like, off the top, do you have a problem with anybody that would say Şengün?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Who's your answer? The players aren't listening, Stoney. You're fine.
No, it's not. It's not about that.
I'm joking.
It's about how you look at a series. And I think there have been a bunch of guys who have had good games in the series. I don't know that anybody's been good, really good, five straight or five games. All so, right.
But 21-11, as you just cited, is pretty strong.
Yeah.
If you want to just base it solely on numbers, I was going more so to eye test.
I think it's Şengün too. Mm. I think it's Şengün.
Evan had Curry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the player that's impacted the most games in the series
that's
in a winning fashion is Curry.
It's hard to argue with that because they are up 3-2, and how can the best player in the series be a guy on the team that's losing? But I could see it. I just think Şengün is the one player in this series who each game is. Like, for example, Curry's had a couple really nice shooting nights, and then there have been a couple down games for Curry. I think Şengün's played at a level higher to his potential than anybody else in the series. I do think that. Like, if Şengün is on a scale of 1 to 10, when he's at his best, he's a 10. Yeah, I think in this series he's been a 7.
All right, okay. I'm going to give him a little higher, but to E's point, he got me thinking, has Şengün won a game without his best player? Steph did that. So how much does that, you know what I mean? How much does that count? And he, man, you know, like, that's heavy. So I would say Şengün and Curry, Stani.
Okay, so let's say this. So if when anybody's playing their best basketball, it's a 10, okay?
Okay.
Any player.
Oh, this easy.
So if you're saying Şengün's an 8 out of 10, he's playing like an 8. Well, what's Curry's number? Because I don't think it's an 8.
Well,
I think it's a little lower than that. But that, again, this is just me. Yeah. We're just shooting the bull, as they used to say.
13 points last game, and that was a 0 from all the Warriors. You know, collectively, and they hardly were out there. And then 17 the game before, it wasn't a bad 17. It was just, you know, kudos to the Rockets for keeping them at bay. But, you know, that I do think about that win Curry had to do without his best, you know, his second best player, overall best player, Jimmy Butler. Like, that carries a lot of weight to me now. But, you know, I have no problem if somebody calls, says Şengün or Curry.
Okay.
But after that, Stani, I think there's a gap.
I
Van Vliet, I mean, he just got out here recently, but it's been
well. And the other way I look at Van Vliet, like, Van Vliet had an incredible game 4. They lost.
Yeah, right.
So you got to dock him a little bit for that, even though he was terrific. If you asked me who the most consistent player has been in this series, consistent, I got to go Dylan Brooks.
Yeah. Wow.
I got to go Dylan Brooks.
And I'm not mad at that.
Like, game in and game out, he's been pretty steady.
Ooh, Willard was breaking him across the coals yesterday.
Why? How come?
Just who he is, you know, his style. Well,
who is
just,
he? He's the most consistent player in the series so far.
But this is just him being somewhat dirty, hitting Curry's hand.
Somewhat dirty? Come on now.
No, that's been consistent, too.
Yeah, he was getting on it yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Willard was getting on Dylan
Brooks.
Well,
he's got the name Villain Brooks.
Okay.
He broke GP2's wrist. You know what I'm saying. But I like that. He has been consistent. That little turnaround or fadeaway he's got, Stani, he can play on my I think he's a disciple of Draymond Green. Like, you know what I'm saying? I get that from him, and I think he's gotten better. But I'll tell you what, if you tell me Curry's going to have 13 or 17 tonight, I'm nervous.
Why? I'll tell you why you shouldn't be.
Okay.
That might mean the Warriors blew him out. That might mean the Warriors blew
him out. If you can, expand on that. Because the Warrior games that they won, Curry went for 30.
Curry has 10 in the first quarter, and the Warriors lead 31-22.
Mm.
Curry has 14 at halftime, and they're up 69-48. Third quarter goes, and the Warriors are up 90-64. And Steph sits the last 10 minutes.
I mean, that's idea. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't mad at the Brooks, though. Consistent.
So who do you think's been the most consistent? And if you want to say Brooks, you can say Brooks, but, like, who would be second if you were going to take Brooks.
You're going to laugh.
No, I won't, because there's nothing. No, yeah. There's no answer you can
I'm
tell
going
me.
Pods. Pods is not he's not Steph in the sense that, hey, how did Pods play? How many points? It's not that. It's just the threes that he hit. Even when Curry was getting off, when he hit them, his job duty, what it entails, bringing the ball up, taking charge. He's been more of himself in this series, and I can't give you numbers to back that up, because when you talk about Pods, it's bigger than just numbers. You might disagree with that. A lot of people might, but I got to give you credit, Stoney. I think he's holding his own in this series of playing up to who he is normally.
See, I can't give it to Pods, because game four was a nightmare.
And okay.
Was he hurt? I mean, was he sick? Yeah, he was sick.
I thought it was game two.
Yeah, it was game two.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at him the opposite way. Yeah. I'm looking at it. So game one for Pods, he had 14.
Yeah.
5-for-13, 3-for-8. I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, I did too.
Then he had the sick game where he was scoreless.
All right,
well,
throw that out.
It does count, unfortunately, in my book, because this is about consistency.
And I was going to give it to Butler because he missed a game. And, yeah, he didn't get it.
Like, to my way of thinking, Butler can't be either in this series. He hasn't played enough to be the best player, and he hasn't played enough to be the most consistent player. So
for the Warriors, your player would be Pods.
Yeah, here.
I think there's only one right answer.
Give it to us.
Oh, God.
Kuminga.
Nope.
No chance. It's Pat Spencer.
Now, you know what?
He's been the most consistent Warrior in this series.
You got to play every game to get the award. How about that?
not in my book.
Pat Spencer's played.
My guy. I'll take the victory.
Plus 23 in the series.
Here's
my man.
Here's Pajemski. He's averaging for the series.
Okay.
11.5.
All right.
3.8 rebounds. And 3.2 assists.
What's he shooting from deep? I'm going to guess 35 or higher.
From the field, 38.5.
Okay,
from three, 38.7.
Man, I'll take it.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
And I was hearing Bonte with the Joes. They were great this morning, Stoney. Always good to hear him back on the mic. But he said something in regard to it's nightmare on Warrior Street if somehow they slip up and don't get this. You want no part of Sunday afternoon game seven. And I'm not trying to be negative, but I thought that was interesting. Like, this is the moment. But then we said that with the Kings a couple years ago, and they went to sack and won. Yeah, it took 50 plus from the Chef, but they won. But you don't want, I just don't think you want to have to get ready to come out the corner again for another round of boxing when you're trying to get rest at this age that you talk about.
You're right. I mean, this is the one. They really, I think they need to get it.
Yeah.
It's not a must win, but they kind of need it.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. These teams have played 5 games, and it's a pretty evenly matched series. I'm hoping we can all agree on that, right? It's been very, very competitive.
Mm.
And so, a couple foul shots here or there. Maybe Houston's up 3-2. They're not. But it's an indication of how tight this series has been, and I just as I'm thinking about this series, some things are hitting me, and one is it doesn't feel like anybody's had a great series, game in and game out. Now, here's an interesting answer.
Credit to both defenses.
Here's a great answer that I'm going to give to you before we get to some calls, and it's from the 650. Steven Adams has been the most consistent player in this series. That's from Shipyard Jeff.
I'm not mad at that.
That's
crossed my mind.
That's legit, I think.
Consistent.
888-957-9570. Let's go to Jay. Jay's in San Francisco. How's Jay going to answer this question? What's up, buddy? How are you, my man?
I agree with you. I'm good, guys. How you guys doing? Hey, I agree with both you guys wholeheartedly. It's Alperen Şengün. The guy, he's like a 22-year-old Turkish Tim Duncan. The guy's unstoppable. And I think in the next 10 years, I mean, he's going to be really, really, really freaking good. Now, I think the Warriors are going to win tonight, but it's going to be a dogfight. I think the fact that our bench showed some fight at the end of that game. I think that won us the series, but I like Alperen Şengün.
But let me ask you this. Why do you think that second half may have won the Warriors the series?
So they had to put their starters back in, and right. It was our third string guys coming in there fighting. Now, Pat Spencer got in Şengün's face, and honestly, Şengün was kind of soft for getting into Pat Spencer's face. And I think that kind of won us the series too, right? You don't pick on the smallest guy in the school when you're the biggest dog. So that last push that we had, I think the Rockets are going to come in today. They're going to be a little bit flustered. They're going to be a little bit scared. They had to come back in at the end of the game against our T3 guys.
Right.
So, but you know, Sangoon's been solid. I mean, he's good. He's going to be a good player long term in this league, I think.
Yeah, I do too. Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, Stoney, I'm hearing that a lot, but I gotta push back from this vantage point. Okay, the Rockets are all young. We know that. You think they're demoralized that the second or third team had to come in? If I'm the Rockets, I'm laughing after the game and giving chest bumps and high fives that we took their starters out. When we were clicking, we went Roberto Duran, no Mas. So maybe I could be wrong, but I just don't feel like the Rockets are demoralized because we could use every excuse in the book from the starters, from the we fell asleep. We knocked them out, okay. The guys came back. They were spunky and funky, and we had to come back in the game, but they didn't have to walk back to the Bay Area. If I'm Houston, I feel like that was the first game in the series. We knocked them brothers out.
Yeah, I think talking about the Houston Rockets and saying things like demoralized or, you know, they're going to fold the tent if the Warriors get up.
They
or
won.
Things like that. I mean, to me, the first five games have proven that the Rockets are going to play hard to the final buzzer.
All right.
They're going to play hard until the final buzzer. Or you think the Rock, any words like scared, nervous, I'm out on those words. I don't feel like they apply.
I'm with you.
Inexperience, that's a fair one to me. But I don't think the Rockets are coming in here nervous. I think the Rockets are, I do think it has a lot to do with Udoka. I don't think he'll allow players to play if they don't have confidence. Mm. You know, he'll go to the players that do. So those are my thoughts on it. I think this game's going to look like, you know, the three games that the Warriors won in this series, and all of them were pretty competitive.
Well, and that's why I'm up here, Stoney, trying to fight the good fight, and I feel good. I'm going to tell you, I'll send you a text maybe at half or whenever I feel like game four really is not gone away. And by that, the Warriors won that game, but my biggest takeaway was the Rockets had it. They had a shot at it. So if they can repeat game four on top of the game five blowout, then I'm letting you know, Stoney, maybe they figured something out. Or it's just, this is what it is when you get two heavyweights in the ring together.
Let me ask you this. If you say maybe the Rockets have figured something out, like what might they have figured out?
If we don't turn the ball over, make the extra pass, the cut, like they did last game,
right,
we can go toe-to-toe with this team because we defensively will not let them offensively run away because the head of the snake is Steph, and we got Thompson and others to make it difficult. Not that Steph can't hit, but I'm talking about those Curry flurries.
Yeah, I hear you. Let's go to Will in the East Bay.
Will.
Hey, Will, how you doing, man?
Doing great this morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Let's go.
Same.
Okay, time to rock. Real quick, these young guys, they're not flustered, okay? Young guys have short memories. Mm. Just leave it at that, okay? My MVP for this thing right now, I would normally say Şengün, but I'm going to go with Dylan Brooks also.
Mm. Yeah, the more I'm thinking about it, yep.
You've got the numbers, okay, which are, okay, pedestrian.
Right.
What, he's averaging, what, 13, 15 a game?
15.
But that intangible of unsettling the Warriors and being physical and being very verbal in his press conferences amounts to a lot. let me bring up an old memory, because I know you love the Celtics. I'm an old Laker fan.
Okay.
Back in the 80s, I'll tell you, some of the biggest success that Boston had is when they got under Kareem's skin, or they got under Rambis' skin, and all of a sudden they were taken out of their game, and the Celtics had them. The other thing, Memorial Day Massacre, real quick. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, of course. Yeah. 148-114.
Okay. Good God.
Boston, yes. And, you know, that was the Scott Wedman game.
Yep.
And that was in the Garden.
Yeah.
And a couple of days later, Lakers came back, and they beat them the next game in the Garden. Point being, Warriors just got slaughtered. Those young guys, I'll tell you something. The best thing that that did, putting in those substitutes and them coming back, was they gained confidence in themselves and their ability to play straight up with this other team. I think it helped those subs a lot, and you might see a lot more of them in the game coming up tonight.
That's interesting.
Anyway.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. He said youngsters don't have a short memory, Steiny.
Okay, so let's say it's a competitive game. Is Spencer going to play?
No. Oh, we got Bob at 10:45. Bob Myers.
Yeah, Bob Myers is going to come up in 6 minutes.
Bob.
We're going to take a break in the next minute or two, and it's Bob Myers going to join us at 10:45. We're squeezing him in.
Hey, real quick, why'd you ask that?
Why'd I ask
Spencer
what?
Play?
Because I actually think he could. I really do. It's possible Spencer could play
and
tonight.
And I'm just saying,
and
he shouldn't.
Not just a blowout.
At whose expense?
Probably Buddy's.
Oh, Steiny, not like Buddy is an X factor. Like if Buddy's hot, he'll. Do you know what I'm saying? At home, like man.
Evan, any chance Pat Spencer plays?
If you had to make a bet,
if the game's competitive,
no.
Two great minds.
What's a guy got to do?
Well, he's now been the you're best his play. Guy advocate. Been the, and that's my guy.
He's been the best warrior in the series.
Yeah, Evan knows.
Man.
Well, if they lose tonight and he doesn't play, I bet we'll get some calls postgame about it.
415, I don't know who you're talking to. Knock it off with the Brooks love. We don't do that here. We talk honestly about players, and Brooks has been good. You must admit.
Yeah.
Been very solid. 15 points per game. He's shooting, 49 field, 44 three-point range. Been playing good defense. Yeah. I mean, you got to give it up for him. He's had a good series so far. Okay, once again, the Warriors are trying to close this thing out tonight in Game 6 at Chase Center. Do not forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to that ball game tonight, it is a 6 p.m.
Be in
tip
your seat.
Off.
Yep.
It's not a 7 o'clock start. It's a 6 o'clock start tonight, and make a note of it. Make a note of it.
Get there. Get there and get in them seats.
Yeah. Also, coming up on the game, on the other side, is former president of basketball operations and general manager of the Golden State Warriors, Bob Myers. He's going to join us on the other side, now works for ESPN, and we'll talk to him about where the Warriors are right now and where the Rockets are in this series and what he thinks about tonight's matchup. Okay, so here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is coming on a little earlier than we thought, but we love him, and he's the man. But I do see full phone lines. And I definitely want to include all the Warrior fans today. Just know that if you want to hang on the line, hang on the line. But on the other side, we're going to start with Bob Myers before I get back into the calls. But don't go anywhere. I'll always get to you. Tune in today for Warriors Live. It's presented by Xfinity Stream Sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity.